UAP News. Elon Musk has caused some controversy by saying he believes the UFOs we see in the sky are from human technology. He also said he hasn't seen any little green men. I don't see how he could be taking this so calmly if this is what he truly believes. Think about what this would mean. If true, it means super advanced technology is being kept from us, and even the giant rockets and all the progress he has made with them is just antique technology. I know if I was him, I would really be feeling let down by this discovery, knowing how much further along in travel in space we really are, and what I was doing really means nothing, because it was surpassed decades ago in secret. Could there be another reason why Musk doesn't feel this way? Or maybe a couple of reasons. First of all, could he be assisting the government in secret to back engineer UFOs which are not from this planet? If he is, I imagine he would have had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and that could be why he is saying these things. Another reason might be he doesn't want his company to lose its government business. His company is one which has been getting quite a large share of government business. I find it interesting, even though the government has thrown up many roadblocks to SpaceX to stop them from getting too far ahead of their old partners, they inevitably have had to go back to them at times. It seems on a personal basis, the government doesn't like his politics and the so successful way he runs his business to the detriment of others. Let me ask you this question: we spend billions of dollars on a flight to Mars, only to find out we have had vehicles capable of getting there for decades, doing it much cheaper and faster. There have been plenty of rumors we have already gone to many, if not all, of the places we wanted to travel to in the solar system, and the objects seen by scientists entering our solar system are our returning spacecraft. Think of this: it seems we are being harassed at times by UFOs, and maybe this is because they belong to other countries which have also re-engineered UFOs, much as our planes are harassed by Russian and Chinese planes. If this is not true, then we may have even a bigger problem. We might have an alien race or races doing this to us, and they might be doing this for several reasons. One of the reasons might be the persistent rumors I keep hearing about us trying to shoot down UFOs and sometimes succeeding. When we hear and read things which indicate those in leadership at the Department of Defense have said UFOs are controlled by demons, says it all. I hate to say this, but it seems those people are not too bright, and yet they are in charge. People that believe this type of stuff are just trouble and could lead us into a war we can't win. Avi Loeb is a Harvard astronomer who has been in the news lately for controversial assumptions about extraterrestrial life, such as a UFO crashing in the ocean where he retrieved debris from the object and said it was from an alien craft. He wrote an article claiming if we have invested as much money in a search for extraterrestrial life that we did in the James Webb Telescope or the Large Hadron Collider, we might have found alien life by now. He believes Oumuamua, an asteroid which entered our solar system from outside, was actually a probe-build by intelligent beings, and it did do some strange things like accelerating to leave the solar system. I think he has made some interesting points, but the proof is not strong enough to believe this yet, but it is tantalizing. Also, the fact when the debris from the crashed object was analyzed, a high percentage of it had never been seen on Earth before. This brings me to something which has been appearing all over the internet and on a few news sites. It is that alien life has been found, and it will be announced in the coming weeks. Supposedly two different groups of astronomers have found it. A professor named Simon Holland is said to have confirmed this and stated it also has something to do with Mark Zuckerberg's breakthrough LISTEN, an entity which searches for civilizations in space, and we are talking about intelligent life. It would really be exciting if this turns out to be true, but before we get too excited, who knows what the supposed proof might be? If someone is going to tell me they found a gas only living things have been found to cause, that would not be good enough for me. It is going to have to be very strong evidence, assuming the entire thing is not a hoax. One site made an announcement which I find hardly surprising, and it is there is a secret government operating without the knowledge of Congress. I would like to rephrase this news to state there are probably many secret government programs being hidden from Congress. Years ago, a law was changed which allowed black projects, that is what secret projects are called, to take money without permission from budgets of other agencies without telling them. This made them even harder to track. I also have to wonder, just because many members of Congress don't know about certain programs, does this actually mean none of them do? There are so many stories about whistleblowers seeing extraterrestrials, it seems anticlimactic when we talk about discovering them. I am one of those people who believe we have been making contact for thousands of years, and in the modern era of government was even told by President Eisenhower's granddaughter he had met with extraterrestrials. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but there are so many credible witnesses who have come forward and stated they saw extraterrestrials working at government bases when they were there. I just think we have been hoodwinked for decades, and it still continues today. I certainly am not the only one who feels this way. You could say the evidence is overwhelming, and it is coming from former military, contractors and people from government agencies, even NASA whistleblowers. Are all these people lying and risking their reputations for nothing? I don't think so, and they have shown bravery by coming forward.